This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our series on common health issues, vital signs, protein. We all need it, but consuming too much protein may have consequences. I talked about this with Misty Jones, a nutritionist and diabetes educator with Parkland Hospital System. What is protein and why is it necessary in our diet?
Protein is one of three macronutrients that the body requires for essential bodily functions and for energy. Protein is absolutely vital because you actually obtain 9 essential amino acids from protein that our body can't synthesize, and is necessary for tissue repair, for to maintain healthy muscle, bone. It's necessary for the body to synthesize hormones and enzymes that are required.
It's extremely important.
It's extremely important. There's a total of 22 amino acids, but 9 essential amino acids we cannot make on our own, so it must be obtained from protein.
What are food sources of protein?
Most people think of the animal food sources, you know, cow, beef, pork, fish, chicken, but there's also plant sources of protein, such as chia seeds. Nut butters are great sources of protein, as well as foods like quinoa.
So it's in a wide variety of
things. It's in a wide variety of foods, yes.
And are there some food sources that are better than others?
You get about 4 ounces of an animal source of protein. You can get almost 30 grams of protein. Versus from a plant source, you can get about 8 to 10 grams of protein per serving. If you're a person that loves dairy, you like Greek yogurt, you can get about 15 to 20 grams of protein in a serving of Greek yogurt.
So how much should we be consuming a day?
On average, it's not necessarily based on male, female. It has more to do with about 0.8 grams per kilogram body weight. And that amounts to about 56 grams of protein per day.
Is there such a thing as consuming too much?
There is currently a concern about people taking in a lot of protein supplements and over-consuming protein. And
protein powder, protein shakes, all
protein bars.
Yeah, yeah.
And the truth is, you can get the amount of protein that the body needs from natural food sources.
Okay.
So you don't have to switch over to the supplement or to the other ways like the powders in order to get the right amount of protein.
Is it just the idea that protein is good for us to begin with that people think they have to indulge or even overindulge?
Well, if you think back to the 90s, we had the low fat. Everybody was concerned about fat.
Yeah.
And then coming into this new millennium, it was all about carbs. And then it's good carbs versus bad carbs.
Yeah.
There's only 3 macronutrients, carbs, protein, and fat. So if you toss out, oh, fat must be bad for me and carbs must be bad for me, the only thing we have left is protein. But you don't want too much of a good thing. Protein is very necessary, but excess protein, there are concerns with some of the data that's coming out of different research projects. Can excess protein cause problems with kidney function? Does it lead to a more heightened risk for diabetes? Can it ultimately lead to a higher risk for cancer? And additional data and additional research is necessary before we see the full impact of what excessive protein consumption will result in.
Now, you mentioned carbs as a macronutrient, but isn't that the nasty little thing we're all trying to avoid these days?
Oh, absolutely not. We absolutely need carbohydrates. It's our primary fuel. Carbohydrates turn to sugar in the body, and sugar is our gas. It's how we run. So it's about balancing out the 3 macronutrients and making sure that you get the micronutrients as well, the vitamins and the minerals. So at the end of the day, it comes down to a balanced diet with a variety of foods and making sure that you're consuming them in moderation.
Mr. Jones, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.